Hi friends, it's your girl Becca Sarah. I hope you're doing amazing. I'm doing fine. So today I am doing a review on a fun event, a concert / rave fun time at House of Blues. So on the 10th of April of this year, for the very first time, I went to Party 101 with DJ Matt Bennett. If you don't know who Matt Bennett is, he was on a show called Victorious, and he played Robbie. So now, if you wanted to know what Robbie does now from Victorious, he is a DJ. He did a phenomenal job, in my opinion. I went with one of my girlfriends, and we had a blast the whole night. Phenomenal job. I would say, like, if you've only been to Club 90 events, or you've been to Bop to the Top, or one of the Stan Society events, I would say he's like DJ Jeffrey. He has the same energy, the same charisma. He goes through the crowd. So for me, like, he's an incredible DJ. So before I get into a little bit more detail about what is offered with, like, his set list and stuff like that, I am going to tell you what the experience was like. So, like DJ Jeffrey, if you've never seen DJ Jeffrey on any event, Matt, he dances, has people come on stage, he goes into the crowd, he also goes up the stairs to the balcony, where all the lodges, everywhere, etc., that he can go in the building that fans and guests will be there. I remember one point during his set, everybody was screaming around me because I was in balcony, because it was packed. It was very, very packed, and I'm a short person, and we were trying to find somewhere that we could see properly, like, the whole thing, but there was things I missed because I wasn't down below to see everything in the main floor. But like I was saying, there were people screaming, like, why are everybody screaming? And out of nowhere, we see Matt coming from behind us up the stairs, through the lodges, go down the stairs, make a right, make a left, then go back down. And to be honest, I haven't seen many DJs do that. Like I said, he reminds me of Jeffrey, how he exciting and energetic and lively he is. And I didn't get a video of that. I think I might have been zoomed in at one point to try to take a video, and I only got a video of his hair. So for me, it was a real life moment. No camera involved. Which was really great. Not all moments you need to capture on video. It's great to have a real life in-person moment that you could just remember in your head. So pretty much there is a DJ that starts at the beginning. I saw reviews before saying Jeffrey, DJ Jeffrey, has opened for him. Great opener. We did not have DJ Jeffrey. We had another DJ that was good as well. I didn't catch his name because when I got into the door, because I told you, like, we originally were in the side near the downstairs bar, but it was crowded. So my friend was like, let's go upstairs. Maybe we'll have a better view. But when we got inside, the pre-DJ before DJ Matt Benson was playing, And like I was saying, it was crowded. Couldn't like see everything, which is unfortunate. Like, oh, them going to the crowds and stuff. Like, I'm used to, because I'm usually inside or closer to the railing, that I could see it, everything. But either way, like, it was really, really fun, a blast. During House of Blues, hit or miss, and sometimes it's the bartenders, you know, some pour more, some don't pour enough, and then some don't ask if you like sugar or salt. And my first drink, I tasted the salt, and I don't like a salted rim, but that's just a me thing. So when Matt started, it was around 9:45, right? And I, when the ticket is showtime, doors open at 8, and that's when if there's a pre-DJ, then there's that DJ plays for an hour and a half until like the main act is ready. And then Matt was there from 9:45 p.m. to like midnight. For right now, I remember like Club 90 and all those other like concerty events, they used to end like at 1 o'clock in the morning, but now they tend to end at midnight, so we lose an hour, but it's still fun. And by the way, like, Matt brought Neville from iCarly with him. So Neville came on, Neville Longbottom from iCarly. He was his special guest. And they did a couple songs together. It was, I didn't really see it because, again, I'm short, and we were up in the balcony, and we weren't really close to like the railing to see. But what I saw from clips from other people and through other people's phones, they did great. They sounded great. So let me now talk about his set list and everything going on. So again, this was my first Party 101. Oh, I would go again. I would get there a little bit earlier than I did this time. I had to do stuff earlier in the day, so I got to the parking garage in the orange garage, which I always do, at exactly 9. I would have gotten there. Usually I get something to eat at in Disney Springs, so I usually get there around 6-7ish, and then get something to eat and then go there. So next time for our Party 101, I would do that. And another thing for me is I won, this is not sponsored, I won tickets from show. I won tickets to shows I go to. So I saw on their Instagram that they were giving out last minute tickets to Party 101. I was gonna buy a ticket to it anyway, and I was like, oh, why not enter it? I'm probably not gonna win because I don't win anything. I won, so I was able to get in for free to Party 101. I would, if you have Instagram, Facebook, also check out their website as well, showsigoto.com, and their social handles for Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, etc., etc., is showsigoto. And look up where you live at or where you're going to and see what tickets they're giving away. It's a great way to get comp tickets. And if you can't go,
do not sell them, tell them that you cannot go, or give them to someone for free, because they are comp tickets and it's illegal to sell them. Just a disclaimer.
So I won for the first time free concert tickets, comp concert tickets, which for me was surprising because I don't win anything ever, and I don't get to, I never meet anyone ever. He was at the end doing a meet and greet. I know that DJ Jeffrey, who I call him my friend because I talk to him a lot and we follow each other, and I've met him many times. At the front of the stage, he does a meet and greet and talks to you guys, but I saw Matt near the merch table in the balcony meet and greet. I didn't know if that was a paid meet and greet or it was a free one. I didn't go by and ask at all, so I could have met him maybe if it was free, because I thought it was a paid one, because usually you just wait for them on stage and you go near the stage to do a meet and greet. So I'm like, he's up here, so maybe it's paid. So whoever met him, congratulations. Maybe next time. Okay, so now let's get into the nitty gritty, his whole performance. So he has a countdown that goes from a minute to one, and you'll hear the Victorious song, and then after that he'll start his set. So this is how his set goes, and I applaud his set. He has an incredible set. So this is his set. To all my Nick girlies, and by Nick I mean Nickelodeon, not Nick Jonas, and all my Disney girlies, you will be so happy because he does Nickelodeon songs and Disney songs and the theme songs of the shows on those networks and the artists that have music careers and have songs on those channels. So he goes back and forth from Disney to Nickelodeon, Nickelodeon to Disney, or he'll do like array of songs that were on the Disney Channel and then array of songs that were on Nickelodeon. And how he does, and he does it seamlessly and they connect to each other. So here's an example. He would do like a song from Victorious, for example, Bending on Your Knees, and then he would do a song from Victoria Justice, or he would do a song that Kat sang, aka Ariana Grande, sang from Victorious, and then he would do an Ariana Grande song. Or then he would play a song from iCarly, and then he would slide in a Miranda Cosgrove song. Or for Disney, for example, he would do Demi Lovato's song "This Is Me," and then after Joe's part, he would do a Jonas Brothers song. You get the drift. Also, there were non-Disney and Nickelodeon songs in the mix as well. There were songs from, for example, "She Looks So Perfect" by Five Sauce. There was What Makes You Beautiful by One Direction, RIP Liam, I miss you. And they also did some songs from Big Time Rush. Sorry, I was gonna say BTS by accident, aka The Army, but I messed that up. But he would intermix those as well. So we had some boy bands. He also did songs from the Jonas Brothers. And then what I thought was a really great transition, he did amazing transitions, was that he did Jonas Brothers Year 3000, and then he would seamlessly change it, the song, and transition to Seven Things by Miley Cyrus, which I was like, oh, that was great. That was an amazing transition. And here was another great transition. He did Nobody's Perfect from Hannah Montana. And then he would seamlessly transition to Who Says by Selena Gomez. Seamlessly. Like, there was no beat. It was like, next song, like seamlessly, like it was meant to be. Like how he transitioned songs, you didn't even know that, you know, it's a different song, but you wouldn't notice that he did it so effortlessly, so great. However he learned his craft of DJing, Matt, however you learned your craft of DJing, you did amazing. Phenomenal job. A+. If you want to, side note, if you want to go see Party 101, which you'll have a party, I would go to party101.com. Let me make sure I'm saying the website correctly for you guys. Scratch that. It's www.party101.club. That is the website. One more time, www.party101.club. That's where you're going to see where Matt Bennett is going. He might be coming near you soon. So he just finished Orlando. He is going next to Minnesota. I know that he is going to Fort Lauderdale, Miami. He's going to a bunch of other places in Florida. He's going to Pittsburgh, where I'm from. He is going to California, in LA specifically, New York, etc., etc. He is going to my home country, Toronto or Ontario. Okay. So today, which is now the 11th of April, I don't know why on the website it's not in order, but it's okay. So today, the 11th of April, he's in Fort Lauderdale, and then he's doing other Florida places. He's going, I want to make sure I'm saying that correctly. Like I said, he's going to my home country of Canada. He will be in Toronto, Ontario, on the he was in Toronto on the 4th of April. My bad, I'm so sorry. He is going to Buffalo and other places as well. So if you want to see the complete list, well, not completely in order, probably because either it's past, so the past ones are on top. Either way, if you want to know where he is going, if he's coming near you, go to party101.club. That will have all the information. And to be honest with you, Matt Bennett, he did a great job calling it Party 101. Because when you're there, you're having a party, you're dancing with your friends, your family, your partner, whoever you're going with, you're having a blast, even when alone, you're having fun with strangers, you're sweating to death because you're having fun, you're dancing, you're having a great time. So what Matt created is amazing. I will go back again. Tickets were around, when I first saw the pre-sale and the sale, it was $21. And then it went up to $27 because of the ban. And I think it went to $30. Usually they go down. And usually when they first go on sale, they're like $19 and they go up to $21 and then stay there. But his went up to like $27 and then stayed there. So it is a little bit more pricey than the other concerts / raves that the House of Blues usually have. But I believe it is because, again, Matt Benson, he's famous. He was on Victorious, which was a TV show. So he has a big name, so that's why tickets are more pricey. But to be honest with you, I would go for it. I would go and have fun with whoever you want to have fun with. You do not have to get their themed drinks. You can ask for other drinks as well there. But if, here's another thing, like, look on Live Nation, look at party101.club, follow Party 101 with Matt Bennett on Instagram, Facebook, etc. Ticketmaster put Party 101, Live Nation, and see where he is coming to next, so you get a chance to have fun. You never know. You might end up seeing him, might get a selfie. Like I said, he reminds me, his energy and everything reminds me of Jeffrey and how he loves his fans, and he'll take pictures, he'll come into the crowd, he will take selfies, he's interactive. He doesn't stay in the DJ booth, he goes around, entertains. So like I was saying, to conclude, 10 out of 10 for Matt. You did a great job. Will come again. He also said he hasn't been to the House of Blues in 2 years, and these like concerts / rave themed events that happened in like the House of Blues and other places more intimate like that, I started doing this a year ago, so last year in January. So this makes it a year now that I've been doing this. So when he came before in other places that I was at, I wasn't really doing that until like I saw it mentioned to me, and I'm like, oh, that's fun, and I checked it out. So you don't have to go alone. You can. It's still fun if you go alone. I've been to these things by myself, with friends, either or, like, it's a blast. You'll have a great time. Check it out. Well, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Love you all. Talk to you guys soon. Bye!